أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر صدق الله العظيم Continuing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam The next command ولا تمنن تستكثر Do not incur a favor or do not bestow, seeking more in return. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the most lofty of all akhlaq and all character. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to inviting, with regards to purification and the takbir of Allah, celebrating the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One important aspect to beautify the human, to beautify a person is to have that akhlaq and to have that character. Any building is built on a foundation, and the foundation of Islam is tawheed. The foundation of Islam is one's belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we will find a building has its different aesthetics and different adornments and beautifications. And the adornment and beautification of a believer is his akhlaq, is his character. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers this message to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The interpretation of this ayah would be that do not bestow any kind of bestowal, any kind of gift to anyone with the explicit intention of wanting or desiring something greater or better in return. To give a gift is part of our shariat. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give gifts and create muhabbat, create love amongst yourselves. So that is one aspect of it, but there should never ever be this ulterior motive that if I give something to someone, then I will return something greater or better in return. Together with this, any other favor that a person incurs upon someone, that favor also should not have an ulterior motive. It should be unconditional as a matter of fact. And then waiting and wanting a greater favor in return, that is not good akhlaq, that is not good character. And when we look very briefly, have a glimpse at the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see that this was an inborn and inherent quality of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, we find those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that I have repaid all my sahaba, each one of them, whatever favor they had incurred upon me, I am able to repay them, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now that shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's consciousness insofar as that aspect was concerned. Then we will find physically a villager used to come to Madinah Munawwara to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that villager used to bring some things from the village like some kind of vegetation, vegetables, etc. to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always replace and return that person with a gift before he had left. And we found that this was the noble character of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to those munafiqeen, those that die, you can seek forgiveness on their behalf, or you do not seek forgiveness on their behalf. In other words, the choice is yours. And whether you do that 70 times also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he was the Ra'isul Munafiq, he was the leader of all the Munafiqeen. And at the time when he had passed on, his son Abdullah, who was a very sincere mu'min, a sincere believer, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, requesting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform the janazah salat. So on the basis of this ayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes forth and he's about to perform the salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu interjects and he says that are you performing the salat on this munafiq? His nifaq was known, it was open. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah did not prohibit me, so I will do it. So the ulama, and he had done so. So the ulama have written that the truth of it was that at the time when the prisoners of Badr were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his uncle Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in need of an upper garment, a kurta, and hence there was no one that had that size but this munafiq. And he had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this favor to return, and hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned that favor, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept the istighfar of even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for such a munafiq. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam this very lofty advice and command that وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرُ, that if you bestow someone with something, you give a gift to someone, do not have the ulterior motive of wanting more in return or even an expectation of more in return. If you incur a favor upon someone, do it solely for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and do not have any expectations of anything in return. Our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say that when somebody gives you something and you do not have anything to give in return, then say Jazakallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And obviously that reward from Allah will be far greater than what the person had granted. Wali rabbika fasbir. And then the last in this series, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that have sabr, persevere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Endure for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The first command was that qum fa andhir, stand up and warn the people. And it is quite obvious that when you begin to warn people, when you begin to invite people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your message is most pure. It is the purest form of any message that any human can deliver to another person, and that is invite that person towards Allah, or even speak about the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yet human nature is such that there is going to be opposition, there is going to be some kind of resistance from people, and as a result of that, they are going to persecute you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, notwithstanding the nobility of your task and your mission, but they are going to put these obstacles in your path. So wali rabbika fasbir, then make sabr, persevere and endure for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the night's series we had discussed the different aspects of sabr. One is to endure for the sake of Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah. One is keeping away from sin and the disobedience of Allah. And one is in the face of challenges and difficulties to make sabr, and that is to be patient and bear, knowing that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.